The next patient is Ralph Stepp. The last name E-S-T-E-P, like in Peter. Ralph, R-A-L-P-H. Number one, the patient has chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This patient has been improving, has lost another 8 pounds. He's feeling better. He has a serum creatinine that is 1.5, a BUN of 37, and the estimated GFR is 46 mL per minute, which makes him stage 3A. There is no evidence of proteinuria, period. Number two, diabetes mellitus that is under control. Hemoglobin A1C 7.7. This patient is determined to continue losing weight, and for that reason, we are going to expect improvement of these conditions. Following number, the patient has obesity that he is dealing with that, with the changes in the lifestyle. He is trying to follow a plant-based diet with fluid restriction, sodium restriction, and decreased protein intake. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. The total cholesterol is 138, the LDL is 87, and the HDL is 31. He continues to take statins. Following number, the patient has atherosclerotic heart disease, atrial fibrillation, is on anticoagulation, is very, very much compensated. And I told him that as long as he continued to lose weight, things are going to get better and better. The patient had a history remote of congestive heart failure, following number of obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP. Following number, the patient has BPH without major symptoms. The nocturia is times one most of the time. Following number, hypertension that is under control. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Overall, the patient is doing very well. We are going to reevaluate the case in about 5 months, and I am asking the patient to continue with the same plan. We are going to reevaluate the case in 5 months with laboratory workup.